Hey tribe, it's Nixie Marie. You're listening to New Earth, a podcast where each week we explore the relationship between spirituality and sustainability and how these topics play an important role in the evolution of humankind. Together, we aim to remember our connection with Mother Nature to heal ourselves and save our planet. Hey, Earthlings, welcome back to New Earth Podcast. Lovely to be with you all today. I'm pretty excited for a podcast episode that I got to record with one of my dear friends, Natasha Panther. We actually go pretty far back, and she and I have been on quite a journey, healing, growing, evolving, vibing it up, raising our vibes. And we actually reconnected in January of this year when we both went to Costa Rica with some soul tribe, and we just really, we danced under the stars in this beautiful jungle together, and it kind of rekindled our flame. We've known each other for quite some time through the festival community, and she's been speaking on some things that have really been resonating on a deep soul level with me. So I thought it would be a great idea to have her on the podcast, and we're going to talk about a conversation that I don't think, you know, we give this topic a lot of love in our world and in our society. And so we're going to be talking about the topic of grief. And I personally have been grieving in my own way. I think a lot of us have been grieving in different forms, from our old life to people we've loved that we've, you know, have crossed over the rainbow bridge, to just a lifestyle. Personally, for me, it's just a lifestyle that, you know, I once had a year ago prior pre-COVID, and now going through the grief of losing a lot of that stuff, and also recognizing there's so much medicine in it, and there's such a gain that we can often see. So we're going to be navigating grief today. And, you know, on this episode, I just want you to really be present with where you are in your stage of grief, because This is definitely a healing episode. You know, if you have time to just solely listen, get some tea, pour yourself some cacao, whatever feels right for you, to just tune into Natasha and I talking about this subject specifically, because I think that by talking about grief and by navigating it together, we have such a bigger opportunity to see the medicine in the grief and what we're really healing through. Okay. So very excited to introduce Natasha onto the show today. But before we do get into the interview, as always, I just want to make really quick announcements here. We are starting our growth gatherings on Wednesdays on July 14th, I believe it is. We are in the calendar. Okay, where's July? Oh my gosh, it went so far back. Okay, we're now in 2022. We just fast forward into time. Okay, July 14th, you guys, we're starting our weekly growth gathering calls for our Patreon members at the growth tier, which is $5 a month to join. We're going to be bringing the tribe together, coming into a sacred container to discuss what's going on currently in the environmental conversation, how we can really look at our inner worlds and how we can change our outer environment. And that really means us going deep into our habits, what's going on subconsciously, and then therefore navigating how we can be the change and take action into being a steward for the earth. So each week we're going to explore a topic. This coming week, we're going to be talking about navigating rough seas and life's transitions, which kind of fits perfectly on it as to what we are talking about on the podcast, you know, navigating transitions. So we're going to keep that theme sort of going. And I can't wait to see you guys. I do apologize. We had to postpone them these last few weeks. I got pretty sick with, yes, the virus that is going around. It definitely caught me and I became one of its victims, and I'm still healing a little bit. You might hear it in my throat a little bit, but I am back. I am feeling the medicine that it brought me and integrating it all. So thank you for being patient with me. For those of you that have already signed up and were expecting to do so last week, I do really apologize that we weren't able to do so, but I'm looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow, which is basically when this airs. If you already have been with us, maybe you're already listening to this later, it will be available on Patreon as soon as we're done with the call. So, but I really want to encourage you guys to be there live if you can. The intention here is to bring our community together and really be able to find ways that we can collectively make an impact together, you know, whether it be going zero waste, changing our lifestyles to become more sustainable, or really looking at what's going on within ourselves that is preventing us from growing. So we're just going to be growing together, and I'm excited. So you could go over to patreon.com/newearth, and that's spelled N-U earth, to join our collective community over there. And we're also starting these workshops once a month, and we're going to be doing those at the first Saturday of every month starting in August. So we'll be having guest experts coming in to teach us on more expansive views that we can be learning anywhere from. I'm kind of calling in also workshops in how to anchor in our voice through, you know, drum healing ceremonies, how to play the drum, how to open up our voice. Maybe we can get Sarita on. We've been talking about having her play or having her come together. So I'm hoping to really be able to bring our tribe together and be able to grow. So I love you all. Thank you for being here and being with me. I want to introduce Natasha to the podcast today. So Natasha has actually been a clairsentient and clairvoyant ever since she was a very small girl, which led her on a path of becoming a Reiki master, community builder, and she also hosts women's and co-ed circles. She's also an intuitive energy healer and reader. After her mother's passing, her abilities to process grief in a healthy manner became a staple in her teachings, and her connection to the higher realms became stronger. She loves to empower others by intuitively tapping into her clients' energy and helping guide them to see higher perspectives. Her readings tend to feel like a coaching session, allowing her clients' higher selves, guides, and ancestors to connect with themselves, to awaken their own truths, and feel supported on their journey. So I am really honored to introduce you guys to Natasha. Please go check her out after you listen to this podcast. She's hilarious. She's definitely one of my soul sisters, and we tend to always get like total goofballs together. And just please follow her. If you're feeling her music, you're feeling her, feeling her music, feeling her tone, her vibration, and feel, we always dance and sing music together. So that's probably where that just came through. But please, let's welcome Natasha to the show. Hello, my fellow earthlings. Welcome back to the podcast. I am pretty lit up right now. I get to sit with a dear, dear soul sister. We go back a little, ways. And it's not often that I get to interview someone who I know in person and have had some deep, amazing conversations and experiences with. So I want to welcome Natasha Pandanther to the show. Welcome, sister.
Hello, lovely, beautiful sister. What a journey it's been to come to this place with you. So grateful.
It was about time, you know, timing is everything. Seriously. And Natasha and I met through the festival culture and going to festivals, dancing our faces off on the dance floor and, you know, sort of evolving into the women's space and sharing our gifts as healers and as medicine women in the community. And now we're kind of on a new path and elevating. And, you know, we've all been through this journey and it's been a beautiful one to watch you grow.
As with you. Yeah. And then it's so funny that we both come from Orange County and to see those roots. And how we come back together. It's just so interesting.
I actually forget that we do because we're so not the typical Orange County girls that at least I used to even be. Not even, I wouldn't even identify myself quite as one. But, you know, I think it is, I do forget oftentimes. And it's amazing to see, you know, that in any container we can radically express ourselves. So
beautifully said. Yeah.
So for those of you that you guys that aren't as familiar with Natasha, she is a clairsentient and clairvoyant and has led a path of being a Reiki master. And she's currently working on a really amazing project in community building and hosting women's circles and co-ed circles, especially within the Orange County area. I'm assuming you're probably going to be doing some online. We'll get into that shortly here. But today we're going to be exploring the topic grief because Natasha lost her mother several years ago now. Is it 2 years now, babe?
2 years.
Two years. Yeah. And we were talking about this because she posted a story and I just was like, you know what, let's get this conversation going because so many of us have experienced some level of grief this last year and 2 years and beyond, you know, loss can come in so many different forms. And I personally was going through grieving, you know, my old life, my old business, everything that I had prior to the pandemic. So I think that this is really going to serve a lot of you guys listening because it's like the let's go to the core of this conversation and really bring it to the light. And Natasha's just really been through that journey in a very profound way. And for you to be able to come and share it is medicine for so many people. So before we get into that body of conversation, I would love to ask my guests these questions. How do you currently connect to the land that you live on?
Me personally?
Yeah.
How I love to connect with the land is literally just standing outside and watching a leaf fall. Just having that moment and feeling that present moment, feeling the wind against my skin, smelling things just dropping into my body and being in gratitude for just witnessing something as simple as a leaf falling or, you know, a bee buzzing by and just being in gratitude with that.
Yeah. I love that. Are there any like animal spirits or plants that are currently connecting with you? And what do you think they're saying?
Bees. I love bees.
I love bees too.
Bees. And they remind me of my mom a lot, actually. They started to come to me more often. And presently, more bees started to come to me pre this podcast. And I just feel like that's her message coming through for all of us right now. So I'm excited.
That's interesting that you say that. When I had a friend who passed, we grew up together in Orange County. He passed from an overdose when we were just graduated high school. And his mom really believed that he came back through bees. And I kid you not, after he passed, like a couple days after, we had a swarm, like a hive of bees that came in through our fireplace in our home. And every time I feel like I'm in like those moments of questioning or, you know, just needing that sign, bees will like come in and like come in my car and land on me or, you know, and I feel like it is this kind of reminder to always know that my ability to tap into the other realm is there, you know, and that's how they come and speak to us. So I can absolutely relate to that in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that too. And I'm part Hawaiian and in the native culture, they were saying that moths or specifically moths and butterflies would come to the spirits or come to those that like the family, they would come to the family and there'd be these huge moths that would represent, oh, they're going to the light. And that would be a symbol that happened with my uncle and my grandma.
That's amazing. Tell me a little bit more about your native heritage. I think our listeners might want to learn a little bit about that.
Okay.
It relates to your mom, so.
Yeah. So I'm Filipino Hawaiian on my mom's side, and then just complete European, white, Caucasian, all the things. So as are all of us blending together. And specifically, the Hawaiian culture has been prominent in my family. My grandma grew up there. And we've been dancing hula. I mean, we've been going to luau's, like your typical Hawaiian dancing, making food. And we're all about the ohana kind of thing. Yeah. And the hula classes that I was taking, I learned to actually speak the language, which was very prominent in my life. Wow. And taught me about the word mana, which is like soul. And at that point, that's going back through my spiritual journey, I realized that dancing and being in this hula class, that was the start of my spiritual awakening. understanding spirit and then translating it through your body, the stories.
That's incredible. I always love when I'm able to kind of dive into somebody's, you know, culture in a way. And I think that the Hawaiian culture is so fascinating. And I think it calls to so many of us because it's just like this free jungle or island, you know, it's so connected to the earth. And it reminds me of, what is that? The Disney movie with
Moana?
Moana's definitely one of them, but there's the other one where they talk about Ohana, Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch.
And it's just like, it means family. And it's just like this beautiful, I haven't watched that in so long. I think it might be time to rewatch that movie.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's absolutely beautiful. I love hearing that and kind of understanding a little bit more about you. And kind of going into this, is there actually a specific way that your culture or, you know, in the Hawaiian tradition to honor and celebrate grief?
You know, it's more of a celebration. I don't know specifically, but how my family is and bringing in that Hawaiian culture of everybody's your auntie and your uncle. Everybody is there to celebrate life with you, and we take them all in. And kind of moving into how my mom passed, like some of the people that came to the celebration of life were her passing on, they were like, this is the best thing I've ever been to. Like, you would think it would be so sad and everybody's wearing dark colors, but everything was so bright. And I just feel that the Hawaiian culture loves to just celebrate and be in love.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Aloha, I should say.
Yeah, aloha.
Aloha.
So let's get into this process for you. I know you've been, through the stages of grief. And for those out there that are, I think the core of the conversation that I really appreciated that you brought out was that, you know, our society doesn't honor that there are stages of grief, nor do we highlight it or celebrate it or give time and space for people to navigate through it. So for those that aren't as familiar with grief, just on the basics, what are the stages of grief that you've even experienced, or some that, you know, are kind of more common to the traditional ways of loss?
Yeah, I believe the first one is, I can't think of the word, but deflection or denial. Denial is the word. And what was interesting is how my mom passed. It was so unexpected. She was 51. She essentially passed out and had a stroke, and she didn't wake up. And she had about 10 days on life support, and from there was kind of in limbo, if you will. She was out of her body, but she could see her body through my understanding with working with mediums and intuitives, which I'm very, very grateful for. And we'll get into that a little bit later on. But during that time, I could just feel the last step in there, which would be acceptance. Like, I was fully accepting that whatever choice that she made, whether to stay within that 10 day period or to transition over, I was just like, whatever this is, I know this is for my highest good. And I really felt like it was initiation. And so maybe that was my part of denial, but I just felt so held in this process of truly accepting what is, instead of, you know, kind of going into a hole and believing what isn't.
Right. Yeah. I think that stage is really, I feel like for me, when it showed up as far as like not accepting the current reality in which that I'm in, from more of an example of just sort of having a 360 degree of view of life, and, you know, leaving a home and a business and going to the sea. While all that sounds amazing and like a dream come true, there is a real process of like having a hard time. Like, I had a hard time for a while accepting, like, okay, this is my reality now. And just the acceptance part of it, once I got there, it was very freeing. But that, well, word denial is so real. And I think for anybody that's going through that, the more that you can kind of lean in and accept what is true, the freer you can really become in the process, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm kind of reflecting back on the time when she did transition at that point. And you know, I had to be in go mode. I had to full on put on game face. I had to figure out her life. I had to figure out if there's a will, her home, and all these things. And maybe that was the denial part. I'm not really sure, but I think about how I just had to be like straightforward. I see my path. I have to take care of things. And maybe I have to deny the emotions that come with that at this point.
Yeah.
But I do agree that there is a denial.
Well, and that's, I mean, I watched also Cameron when he lost his father, the same thing, you know, you've got to get everything sorted and it's, there's not a lot of time in between to really mourn until maybe after all those things are sorted and through. And, you know, in our society, we don't really give that, we give someone like maybe a week or so to take time off of work or take time away from our day-to-day lives to manage those things, if that, you know. And I think that that's where it's a good opportunity for us to have a conversation of, you know, really bringing something that's important. You know, how long do you think that we really need? Because it's probably different from everyone to really mourn the loss of something or someone.
Yeah. And I'm trying to remember exactly what step this is too, but I also go into thinking of the anger aspect and how these steps can show up so differently for every individual. Like I'm just now maybe experiencing anger after 2 years and frustration. And for me, it's like, I don't want to be angry either, but that, I guess, is part of the surrendering to what is and surrendering to those steps that come through us. It's like, okay, maybe I do have to be angry at this point and I need to go join a boxing class or I need to punch a freaking bag or just yell on top of a mountain, which I've definitely yelled on top of a mountain to say, what the F, what the F, you know?
Yeah.
It's just those steps can show up in so many different points of life. Yeah.
And then once you kind of navigate through those things, like, you know, the denial, the anger, what comes after that?
It's a relief. It's a relief. And another step in that process too is of course the depression stage, right? It's right. Like the sadness. And I just remember this point, it had to be about 6 months where I was just so, of course, sad and grieving. And all I could think about was like, I just want to go into a dark room and not come out. Yeah. But if I didn't have my spiritual senses, I just prayed at that moment. And I just asked mom, like, show me a way. And anytime that I felt going down into that sort of deep depression heaviness, I could feel my mom start to come in. And I'll never forget, but I was just like, mom, I miss your physical body. Like, this is so hard. This is so hard for me right now. And then all of a sudden, I just felt her embrace me, like just hold me. And it just brought me out of it. And I got the message clearly, like, No, Natasha, you're not supposed to be in that. You don't need to do that. You do not need to do that. And with that being said, it also reminds me of this point when she first transitioned, I kept thinking and I kept feeling, because I believe in past lives and things, like, this has happened over and over and over again. I could never lose my mom. There's no way. Right. Like I feel like I've been through this process. So it's not as deep. It's not as heavy, and I can come out of this. I can have a different process than what we might have seen through movies, specifically movies for me. Like, oh, this is what grief looks like. I have no idea. I have no idea.
I think once you get to that place where with someone who's crossed over, you can remember that, you know, if you do believe in those past lives, which I'm sure everybody listening is to some degree, you know, they can agree with that. But I think that's the key point in that healing process is remembering that we don't really lose anyone or really anything because we are these infinite beings. And when we know that our souls go beyond our physical body, then we can remember that we are going to find them somewhere along the line, you know, in a soul form or in another body, you know. And I think that part is really important that you brought out because it does bring in the little more like the spiritual perspective of it, and having that understanding can help you navigate through it.
Yeah, without that spiritual aspect, I don't know where I would have been. And maybe that's my message through this process, is to allow everybody to feel heard and safe in their process, but to also understand that consciousness, that experience that we could have in creating a new relationship with those beings that have passed on. It's like, now I get to see my mom when she passes by in like with a bee, thinking of her with a bee. And I remember specifically talking to one of the readers that I work with, and she goes, I know you miss her during Christmas time, but just think of her whenever you see a twinkle in the light, like when you smell something, like just remember that she's in everything and every space that you go. And then after that, since I've been traveling, I'm like, Mom, you want to come with me to Bali? Let's go. You want to come with me to Costa Rica? Let's go, Mom. Like, just creating that new relationship has brought this sense of lightheartedness to the whole process.
Right.
That I have to share with everybody.
I think that gives anyone a little bit of a, like, if you're resonating with that, I think that that can give you a little calm, like ease the sadness. My best friend just lost her father, and Cameron, when he lost his father, we actually kept his ashes. We have his ashes in a treasure box that's on the boat. 'Cause the whole reason why Cameron had the wild idea to sail around the world was really through his father, and his father never did it. So it's kind of that, you know, legacy that he really felt called to bring and fulfill. And he always says, like, my dad's with me. He didn't get to go in physical form, but he's here. In another way, I just got really emotional for some reason. So, it's like, and it's amazing too, because even though I never met his father, I can still feel him. And it's like, I kind of knew him. I'm like, as soon as he passed, I felt like I knew him, because he came to both of us actually in the form of a snake, like a physical snake. Dumble brought me a snake the day that he passed. And Cameron had called me the morning and said, it's so weird, we found a snake underneath his bed. I said, I'm coming now. Like, he's passing. That was a sign. Right.
Wow.
And then Dumble brought the snake, and I said, and then Cameron shortly called me after, and he said, he just passed. But it was like, I felt like connected in on a soul level. And I think that part where we can remember that connection, no matter what, it just allows us to see that, you know, now they're over on this other side, protecting us and guiding us and loving us and nourishing us. Like, when you feel your mom give you that hug, and you know, I think one of the reasons why my friend just recently launched this earring company is because she's always, you know, says they cross over the rainbow bridge, and she lost her father and her dog. So she kind of created these rainbow earrings, and to symbolize, you know, the rainbow bridge and how to really navigate grief. And I just think that, you know, if we can turn grief into like medicine, or use it to be creative, like you're talking about it now. I mean, grief is such a vital part of our human existence. And without that discussion, or without being able to use our voices or our creative gifts and navigate through it, I think that it can be stuck in our bodies in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think about a point when you talked about Cameron's father, his legacy. You know, the legacy is that, I think about my mom and how joyous and this big, bold laughter, like full of energy. And I just see her looking down whenever I feel super sad. And she's like, no, like, we don't have to do that. Yeah. And I feel like that the American culture doesn't really have that understanding.
Exactly.
You know, it could look so differently. It could be colorful. It could be so many other colors than just this like gray and dark, dense color. It can be so, so different.
Yeah, it can be a rainbow.
Mm-hmm. It can be a rainbow, yes. Also, I want those rainbow earrings, so hook me up with her.
Yes, I will, absolutely. Anyone that wants some rainbow earrings, I'll give her a little shout out. It's Rainbows by May Blue, so she's on Instagram. And you know, on the topic of like navigating through the sadness, what would you like for the listeners that maybe are feeling that sadness and even, you know, purging an old life, purging a relationship, a family member? There was a lot of loss in our entire species last year. And for anyone that's sad, going through that sadness, you know, how did you personally feel like you could get through it knowing that there was light at the end of the tunnel?
There's a few tools. The number one tool for me is dancing, like celebrating, moving your body. That to me is the key with everything. When you're just kind of in it and you just had a really deep cry and you're just surrendering into that cry, that's also another thing, is just allow yourself to go into the depths of it and then move your body. If you need to stretch, if you need to do yoga, but dancing, putting on a really good song or even an emotional song and allow yourself to kind of move through that. And I've written my mom so many letters telling her how much I've missed her, telling her how I just miss her physical presence, and talking to her out loud, because they're there, they listen. And you can even ask those who have passed on that, can you show me a sign? And 100% it will show up either the same day, within that same moment, or throughout the week. And that to me is creating that new relationship with them and understanding that there's something beyond the physical that's important in the process of grief.
Oh, and you just kind of said something that I want to bring out a little bit, that you created a new relationship with them. And yeah. I think that's really important, because we had this relationship in the physical, but then when we lose them, like, you have been able to create a new relationship with your mother that you maybe didn't have before. Mm-hmm. And that's really, I think, a beautiful, even another amazing way to navigate the tools or the process of grief. Just knowing that you can create a new relationship with someone who's literally not here in the physical. You now have this spiritual connection. And you know, who knows? Like, maybe that is on another scale of your healing process, or it's a lot. It allows you to see faith in a new light. You know, there's a lot of ways that I kind of see how that could really benefit us as we move through that.
Yeah. Mm. And as you're speaking that, all I could think about was the word abundance, like really seeing the abundance in our experience here in our human experience. Yeah. Like, yes, we have all these human emotions, and it's okay to feel the anger, the grief, the sadness, all of that. But then to also find creative ways, like creative solutions, and how to move through that process, so you're not stuck and thinking the same things. It's like, how can I think of new ways to experience life and with this person who's passed on that's not here physically, but finding an item of theirs too, and working with that item.
Yeah, there are so many ways. And however, like with where you're at in your stage, not everybody's at that stage yet, right? And I think that just by you speaking through your process and being able to share us that medicine, it gives somebody that permission to recognize there is another way. And, you know, I've heard countless stories of so many people kind of losing their sense of identity, or they're losing their mind a little bit when they lose someone or something. And, you know, it can be lost in any way. I mean, money, like partners, loved ones, family members, anything. And you're kind of giving the light in a way by saying, you know, this process is a process, go through the process, but then remember to like bring the light in and create that new relationship with that person that has crossed over, or journal and write and let that be the journey. And I think it's really, really beautiful to hear how you've created it as like a medicine process for you.
Thank you. Yeah, the medicine process. I remember listening to either a podcast or listening to somebody mention how when somebody passes on, they're not grieving, they're not experiencing all those human emotions. Who's experiencing it is yourself. And so remembering that your process is your process alone. It's not this state of, oh, I wish my mom could have done this, I wish my mom could have done that. And maybe that's where people could get stuck in their processing of, oh, like I wish they had a better life, instead of turning to themselves and asking, okay, what is my process through this? How do I want to move through these emotions? And with that being said, like, I am so grateful that I have this mindset towards seeing the light in what could be so dark for others. And I see them too, you know, I honor them, their process.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Earthlings, now seems like a really great time to take a little break and introduce to you a company and brand that I wholeheartedly love and adore with every beat of my heart. My dear soul sister and mastermind colleague, Arana Leah, has, of course, this beautiful deck called the Moon Deck, and it is a healing oracle deck of 44 cards, an in-depth guidebook filled with insights and rituals to enhance intuition and self-love. As often as we are activists out in the earth, it's important for us to focus on our inner emotional well-being. And that's what this card deck really supports us with. It has sold tens and thousands of decks around the globe and has become a favorite amongst card collectors and any newbies that have been working with oracle decks. It can be used as an oracle guide, a daily tool for reflection and meditation, or simply tarot-inspired spreads. The Moon Deck is printed on FCS certified paper using plant-based ink and is currently expanding their ritual product line while sourcing mindfully. So I always love highlighting companies and brands that really have a soul and a spirit and a conscious awareness of the planet in mind. And if you're looking for a new deck to work with, the Moon Deck is your deck. Head on over to themoondeck.com and enter code Mother Earth to get 10% off. That's themoondeck.com and that's code Mother Earth to get 10% off.
Are there any ways that you've been able to really move past some of the initial like stages of loss that you had when your mom first passed? Like what was, when you're going through that process, kind of going backward a little bit, was there anything that really helped you experience it on a like level that you were in an acceptance, or were you kind of just in it at that point?
Honestly, this is why I want to develop community, because without all of my intuitive friends who are mediums, who are intuitive readers, who see people beyond, and specifically my aunt, who was just kind of connecting with her. They had a really beautiful connection growing up. And just hearing my mom's voice through other people, if that makes sense. Like she was translating her messages through all these different people. It could be through dreams even, but the community is really what held me together. And I have such amazing friends that supported me through through every process, through every step in this.
So almost as, I mean, it sounds like seeing a medium wouldn't be such a, would be a great tool to really be able to like, maybe if there's like loose ends that you haven't really said, you know, there's a lot of times we lose someone and we wish we would have said something, or, you know, there's the stage of that completion of sort of just kind of feeling whole in that process. Seeing a medium could definitely be beneficial. I absolutely see that.
Yeah, that right there, the medium, specifically my friend Michael, who did a mediumship reading for my mom and I, he described the transition phase. And I remember sharing it with my grandma, and we just had this immense amount of gratitude for that understanding that he translated. And what he shared with us is like, when my mom was, when we decided and she decided to be off life support and be set free in a lot of ways, she could just feel what Michael said. He's like, all I could feel was that there was a circle of love just around me. And she floated on that love. Like, I'm going to get emotional, but she floated on that love as she transitioned. And that right there, it was like, that's all I needed to hear.
Wow, that's incredible. That's really incredible. Well, I have a friend who's actually a death doula, and she helps people go through that process from, you know, she lost her brother, I believe it was, and that's sort of what initiated her into being a death doula, which, you know, sounds very kind of intense and scary, but when you see her, she just is a bubble of joy and light. And she's, you know, this powerful Black woman who just radiates color, and all of her, you know, she's just like African goddess. And literally she now has this amazing, successful career in helping people transition. And one of the things that she always, whenever I watch a video of hers or something, is she just says, I want to just hold that person's hand and let them know, like, just like they came into this world, they also have support in the transition. And I think, you know, that alone is us bringing light to why it's so important to have a death doula or have someone like a medium or bring that spiritual component into the exiting of this, you know, reality in our bodies. I really think that that could be a very beautiful way that we bring back the importance of death in our culture.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I remember kind of researching on my own certain like death transitions in the American culture. Once again, it's usually they step out of the room and then they just let the body, you know, kind of transition on its own. But what if we all came together as a family and just told them all the things that we wanted to share with them? And we wrote my mom some letters, and just to be in that presence, to witness death. And I believe it's in the Indian culture or definitely Filipino culture in which you see the body, you watch them, you hold them. And it is this beautiful process of watching kind of death come through, but in a very loving, accepting way.
Oh, so beautiful. I mean, and when we talk about death, I mean, death is a part of nature. It's a part of life. I mean, we have constant death and rebirth within ourselves every single day. We may not even notice it, you know, and we look to nature. She's got her cycles. She's constantly ebbing and flowing with her life that she brings us during the spring and then more of the death process during the winter months. And you know, and we just don't have, we're so afraid of death. We're so afraid of fear. We fear death. And I think for myself last year, I really got to face my own mortality because of the pandemic, you know, okay, whoa, I might die. Oh, wait, I am dying. You know,
yes.
What am I so afraid of? We're literally all dying, right? Mm-hmm. We're all here and we're going to die. And yes. It kind of brings me back to that movie. I'm like referencing all my favorite cartoon movies today, but Soul, the movie Soul.
Yes.
So good. And they talk about, you know, he's like, or was it Soul? I'm trying to think now. I think it was Soul when he's like in the body and tries to understand. He's like, how do you understand the process of, maybe it wasn't Soul. Anyways, mm-hmm. The point was a being, or maybe it was, I honestly cannot remember now. I'm like drawing a total blank. But the point of like it was someone came into the body and said, how do you deal with knowing that you're going to be like dying and you're immortal? What is that? Like, what is this? Is that what all this feeling is of this dread and this fear and this gloom? Was that Soul? I don't think
that
it was.
Is Soul.
It is its Soul.
I think
okay.
It was when the little one comes into.
Right.
Or
that little one.
Yeah,
she jumps into the body of,
of him.
Of him. That's right. Okay. Yeah. I was kind of going from like cartoon imagination to like real life for some reason.
Right.
So
it's a deep one.
Yeah. And it's so real. I mean, we are dying, and we're constantly like, what parts of you that are dying even in today, in this season, in this moment, mm-hmm. and recognize that our physical body, you know, it absolutely is going to decay and die with the earth at some point. And when that happens is really, you know, determined by so many different things. I mean, maybe it's by us and our higher self at one point when we feel complete on this planet, or maybe it's something that we can't even explain, you know, but the important part of death, I think that we could do better at in this culture is know that it's a part of life. It's a part of the beauty. And when we can accept that, I think that's another stage of grief that maybe, you know, we don't even realize we're going through.
Mm-hmm. And even death can be grief of a relationship. And for you, that identity and mm-hmm. coming back to, you know, everybody else's experience currently is this point of grief of the old life and kind of stepping into this new new part of us that that we've been grieving all last year. We've been kind of grieving 2020 in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know, and that could show up. Death can show up in many different ways. So for us to have talks like these and awarenesses that could be so different, that process can be so different and look differently, as in, you know, heartbreak. I just think of heartbreak through like the death of who you were in that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And heartbreak is a tough one. It is heavy. It is a whole other conversation. We'll save that for another episode.
Yes.
But I think that you're right. I mean, the element of death and all of us grieving. And I was thinking while you were saying that, you know, it's so amazing that our entire world, our entire earth, we can have this conversation and anyone's going to connect with it. So yeah. In a way, this grieving, it brought us together in like a really intimate way that, you know, we can all relate literally on one level or another. And yeah. That at some stage, I feel like everybody grieves something, you know, whether that was driving to work every day, if that was your favorite thing to do and get away from your family and friends or whatever and kids and, or even just having kids in a school. I mean, there's so many things. And I think what's important on this next step is that we recognize that there might be grief there and that we should give attention to it.
Yes. Give attention to it. When you feel yourself needing that time and space to go, if you need to create the environment for yourself, like I said, go sit on the freaking rock and cry.
Yeah.
Let it come through you. Because if the more that you deny it, the more that it's going to be heavier and it's just going to be this bag to carry. And that's another piece of advice is like when those waves come, I was so afraid. I was so afraid of going into it. But the key is to just sink, surrender, and pray. Yeah.
There you go. We've got our little step there. Sink, surrender, and pray.
That just came through. Perfect.
How to navigate the grief journey. Sink, surrender, and pray.
Surrender and pray. Beautiful.
Okay. If we could just take anything from this episode, that's all, guys. That's it. Wrap up the show. Great to chat with you all.
That's a wrap, baby. That's a wrap.
Mic drop. Boom. Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, I think so vital. So, so vital because we don't give ourselves the time to stop, to pray, to sink in, to let go, to surrender. It's so easy for us to just go, turn the like blinders on, look away. I'm feeling an emotion. Okay, let's get busy. I'm feeling something. Let me go drink or use alcohol, something, you know, and to numb and to avoid the feeling that is coming up. And in a way, I really believe that our new world or this new era could contain a sense of us being so much more emotionally intelligent that we really honor our emotions at every stage that they're in, because we are emotional. We can't deny that fact. That's how we are creating these diseases in the body, you know? So feel it out, sisters, brothers.
Needed to happen.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
As you're saying that, I'm like, that's exactly what 2020 showed us. You need to slow down.
Mm-hmm. Slow your roll, guys. And then it brings me to my favorite quote. Nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished, by Lao Tzu. Favorite quote of all time. Just remember, you know, we're part of nature. There's a purpose for everything. And in our lives, there's a purpose for when we need those slow periods. And there's a purpose for when we need to like put on the gas and go as fast as we can. But recognizing what cycle you're in is so powerful. And if you're in that stage of grief right now, if this is bringing up grief for you, you know, hold yourself, be with yourself and love where you're at, because it's only temporary.
Yes. Yeah. It's only temporary. Exactly that. That's what helps me through some of those dark moments too. It's like, I can get through this. That was light at the end of the tunnel. It's only temporary.
Yeah. I feel like we went to church a little bit today.
A little bit.
We prayed.
Prayed, honey. We prayed.
I love those moments when it just like, I mean, clearly you guys can probably feel Natasha and I have a lot of chemistry. We know each other. So it's a lot easier to just get into that state. But it's such a joy to be able to bring that medicine forward and just be able to kind of co-create this conversation so that, you know, we're just being able to be the vessels, because at the end of the day, it's for all of us, you know,
it's for all of us.
It's not just for one person, not just for your dad, your mom, or Natasha, or myself. It's for all of us to hear. And I think those are my favorite conversations because we can all relate. So thank you so much. This has been such a joy.
Thank you so much. Gratitude for the messages that were coming through, and just to be heard is the biggest thank you and the biggest aloha that I could ever receive.
Absolutely. I just got chills. That was beautiful. Aloha, everyone.
Aloha, everybody. You're so loved, everyone.
Okay. A couple more questions for you before we say our final farewells. And I want you to play with this answer to this question as much as you'd like. If you were to tap into the vision of the new earth, what would that look like to you? What would it feel like? How would it be expressed? How would it emerge? Give us the juice. Give us the details. Paint us the vision.
Ooh. I mean, I'm scratching my third eye, and it's like community. All I see is community. Yeah. It's creating that community wherever you are, like waving next to the neighbor next door. Simply as that, reaching out to your neighbor next door, feeling safe that, and trusting yourself that, you know, the neighbor next door, the person next to you is a reflection of your heart, is a reflection of the things that you are desiring, which is ultimately love, which is also we just want to be heard. We want to feel like we can share, and sharing with others is what I see for the new earth, is like cultivating and creating these smaller communities, just like as you're bringing forth these villages, is coming back to the roots and the traditions of honing in and leaning on one another.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. Yeah. Which is why we came together in a way this last week. Natasha and I kind of reconnected and rekindled our flame in Costa Rica when we were there in January of this year. And we had this night, we're like dancing on the stars, and it was just beautiful and felt like that ceremony. And we kind of brought together our tribes from LA to Costa Rica, and all these people were kind of coming together to discuss, you know, this potential eco village. And so I know that these types of things like can get as like macro ideas as possible, like buying land, building a village, or building a community. But I love how you brought in the simplicity of just saying hello to your neighbor, you know, and that's the part about Mexican culture that I freaking love. Yes. They are all about, we had a knock on our door this morning from our neighbor. He's like, I think your roof is leaking. And we're like, actually, yeah, I think it is. But like, we didn't really put the two and two together because we just moved into this place. And I mean, who would come over and say, you know, there's something wrong with your house? Not a lot of people, but this culture here, they got their community, their family, and I'm just soaking it all up because I want to be able to share that and see that, you know, in the States and anywhere else, it's possible for us to create that sense of connection, community, and family. And what is it?
Ohana.
There you go. Cue in some like beautiful Hawaiian chanting right now.
Yes. Calling in the gods, granting our prayers forth. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Where can everybody find you? I know you're working on a big project as well with bringing community together. So I can't wait to see how that evolves. And I feel like you're the perfect catalyst to step into that form of leadership, because you've been doing this for so long, and you've been, you know, she's been leading women's circles and just being a catalyst for bringing people together. And I kind of see that when you were talking about community, I was really seeing you create this massive sort of container for people to really come together in like these pods and be able to heal, to awaken, to transform and enliven. So how can we get in on that when you're ready to share it all and find you?
Well, first of all, thank you for just seeing me and reflecting that back to me. I just truly adore you, and thank you for all that you're doing. Mm. And you can find me, the best place to find me currently is through Instagram, which is Natasha Panther. It's spelled differently, which is N-A-T-A-S-H-I-A. My mom wanted to be different. And panther, which is a panda and a panther mixed together, which is P-A-N-D-T-H-E-R. And then my website, the same thing, natashapanther.com.
Okay. I might have said your name wrong when I announced you earlier, didn't I?
It's Natasha. Just Natasha Panther? Natasha Panther.
I didn't know it was Panther. I always thought for a while it was like Panather or Panther.
It's Panther.
Darling, Panther is so good. It is so you.
It is.
Panther.
It is.
I get it. Okay, Panther. Panther. Okay, guys.
Panther.
Bringing in the Panther medicine for us today.
Yes. Panda, warm loving, yin and yang. And then that lioness energy too.
Amazing. Beautiful. It's so who you are. Incredible.
Thank you, babe. So much.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you all for listening to this. And, you know, if you were moved and brought to tears in the many ways that can bring up that emotion, then I think we did our job in some way, because that's the point, is to feel it, to express it, to move through it and navigate through it. And, you know, I mean, I would absolutely encourage you to follow Natasha's journey, especially on IG. I mean, she's pretty active there and she's freaking hilarious, you guys. She's got this other alter ego called what is it called, dear?
High Times with Nat. I'm not very active on it, but there is that playful side of me that just likes to be weird.
Yeah.
And that's where you
which is why I like you. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. That's where we connect with the weird voices and all the things, honey.
Oh yeah. Definitely. We could do like a weird podcast of all the weirdness that just doesn't come out, you know, when we're just being all serious and stuff.
Right,
but,
right.
You know.
The contrast.
Yeah, we're multidimensional, guys. We are multidimensional. Many facets of us. So, and if you have any questions or you're navigating your sense of grief or you just want to acknowledge the conversation and Natasha's work, please send her a DM or us over at New York Podcast. We'll make sure to share it out. And I hope you all have a beautiful, blessed day. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Thank you,
Aloha,
Natasha.
Aloha, everybody, and beautiful Nixie. I love you, and thank you so much for this opportunity.
Well, aloha to you and all you lovely listeners. I will chat with you all next week. Bye for now. As many of you know, I've been on the journey to reduce my carbon footprint, my single-use plastics, and my overall waste and consumption on this planet. I, in the midst of all this, decided that I would create a product that would also help and inspire others to do the same. Hence, Clarity was born. Clarity is a cleaning product line of all natural, all amazing, non-toxic products that make your home sparkle and shine with less of what you think you need to clean your home. As a cleaning professional, I realize that many people have way too many products inside their home and they really don't need 5 different products and they maybe just need one. So that was our mission with Clarity. Clarity is an all-purpose cleaning concentrate that actually creates as much as you need, because we do offer refills and we ship them to your door so you can save time and money without going to the grocery store, which right now seems very fitting. You can just try it out if you are interested in going green in your cleaning routine, but you've never done so before, by purchasing our ready-to-go all-purpose bottle. It is pre-filled with one all-purpose cleaning concentrate, and all you do is add the water. Most cleaning products that you see in the stores have mostly water in them, which actually increases the overall shipping weight and therefore increasing the carbon emissions in the ozone layer. So we've decided to let's take out the water and empower you to add it yourself. And together, we can do better at protecting our beautiful environment. And 5% of all our sales goes to 5 Gyres, who are committed to protecting and cleaning up the plastics in the ocean. So head on over to clarity.com and get 10% off as a New Earth listener by entering the code New Earth Tribe, and that is NU Earth Tribe.